Resilience through the use of an alter ego. As a young football player, Bo Jackson struggled with anger issues that affected his game. To cope, he created an alter ego named Jason, inspired by the emotionless and relentless character from the Friday the 13th movies. By channeling Jason on the field, Jackson managed to leave his anger behind and focus better. This strategy helped him understand that we all play different roles in life. An alter ego can activate our hero self, free from doubt and fear, allowing us to engage more effectively with our work. It builds resilience and lets our creative self thrive while shielding our vulnerable self from criticism. Many believe Superman is Clark Kent's alter ego, but it's the opposite. Superman is the core self, and Clark Kent is the alter ego, enabling him to fit into society. The Roman philosopher Cicero discussed alter egos in the 1st century BC, calling them the other I or a trusted friend. People can use their imagination to create powerful alternate identities. For example, something as simple as wearing glasses can transform you from ordinary to your hero self. Athletes often face judgment and criticism. While some use meditation and visualization to prepare mentally, the alter ego strategy consistently delivers the best results. Although challenges in life can't be eliminated, an alter ego can make them more manageable. Different layers of you. Ian quit tennis young because he saw his identity as tied to the game. Losing a match made him feel like a personal failure. He didn't realize he wasn't bringing his true self to the court. To act with intention, you need to know your core self, where your deepest desires and goals live. This core self is your true motivator, driving you to achieve what really matters to you. Core self, this is your potential and true desires. Core driver layer, motivates you to do more. Examples include family, community, or nation. Belief layer, how you view the world based on your beliefs and attitudes. Action layer, your skills and knowledge that guide your actions. Field of play, the physical environment and people around you, shaping how you interact. Conquer your inner enemy and welcome your heroic self. You live in a world of opposites, up/down, hot/cold, light/dark. These contrasts shape how your true self spends its time. An internal enemy exists in your everyday life, trying to stop you from reaching your full potential. This enemy is a natural part of you, challenging you at every step and making you feel stuck and incapable. But this feeling of being trapped isn't who you truly are. You also have a heroic self that focuses on the positive and exists in an extraordinary realm. The enemy has no power over this heroic self, which tackles life's challenges and rejects weakness. There is also an alter ego that protects the heroic self, allowing it to grow. This alter ego isn't fake, it's your best version, judged by actions, not intentions. Some people feel that their alter ego is their truest self. It represents your intentional, best self, adapting to each role you play in life. Identify the area, personal or professional, that frustrates you the most and develop an alter ego to overcome it. Moments of impact reveal needed skills, traits, attitudes, and beliefs for success. Sean wanted to improve his sales at a large firm and aim to be the best. To achieve this, he used target mapping, setting a goal and working backwards from his current level to create a plan. In his field of play, his success depended on key actions called moments of impact. These moments include actions, opportunities, situations, and expectations that greatly affect success. They often come with challenges, especially when you're most vulnerable, like taking a crucial shot, giving a speech, or saying I love you. Sean identified where he struggled during these moments of impact and improved by creating an alter ego. This approach helped him become one of his company's top sellers. To boost your success, determine the skills, traits, attitudes, and beliefs needed for your moments of impact and create an alter ego to help you. The enemy uses ordinary means to weaken the hero self. The enemy is a part of you. For light to exist, there must be darkness. While the enemy is within you, it isn't truly you. It disrupts you when you're about to take a crucial shot or make an important presentation, keeping you in your comfort zone. It generates negative thoughts like lack of confidence, self-doubt, and uncontrolled emotions, affecting all aspects of your performance. For example, not being intentional in your approach can be a negative force. This means you bring parts of your character that aren't helpful for your activity. Take Rachel, who is fair-minded and considerate off the tennis court. If she brings this attitude into her game, she will let her opponent win. Instead, She needs to create a court Rachel focused solely on winning. Common hidden forces. Some forces are hard to detect and more harmful because of it. These include imposter syndrome. People with imposter syndrome believe they are successful due to luck, not their skills or experience. They can't accept their success and fear being exposed as frauds. Personal trauma. Everyone experiences bad events, but they don't have to control your life. The enemy might blame you for your trauma or say you can't overcome it. Instead, your alter ego can ignore the trauma or use it to drive your success. Trauma doesn't define you. Tribal narratives, family narratives can hold people back. For example, if you were told, Wilsons aren't entrepreneurs, you might believe you can't be one. The enemy makes you think success will hurt your loved ones. No one wants to be rejected by their family. Bring these fears out of the shadows. The unknown is scarier than the known. Confront and mock the enemy. Give it a silly nickname. When exposed to light, it loses its power. Create your alter ego. When you're figuring out what's holding you back from being your best self, it's time to focus on developing your superpowers. Think about the traits you want to cultivate to excel in your chosen field and during crucial moments. To step into the extraordinary world, build an alter ego, a version of yourself that embodies the qualities you aspire to. You can start by identifying adjectives that describe this alter ego, even if they represent the opposite of traits you don't like about yourself. Alternatively, you can look up to a role model for inspiration, whether from history, fiction, or someone close to you, like a family member or teacher. Your alter ego should resonate with your deepest emotions. To determine the traits that suit you best, consider asking yourself questions as if you were your alter ego. This persona should have a name, as giving it a label helps you understand and control it better. For instance, Beyoncé Knowles named her alter ego Sasha Fierce, embodying the confidence and fearlessness she sought in her music career. Use your imagination freely, there are no strict rules. Symbols like totems and artifacts can activate your alter ego effectively. Winston Churchill had a knack for shifting personas simply by changing his hat, asking, "Which version of myself will I be today?" Similarly, medical students experience a boost in focus and accuracy when wearing a white doctor's coat, once they grasp its symbolic significance. This phenomenon, known as enclothed cognition, underscores the importance of understanding the roles clothing can play in shaping our behavior and mindset when crafting an alter ego. Totems and artifacts are powerful symbols that represent and even activate your alter ego's superpowers. They set your intentions and are crucial for achieving success in your specific field or during important moments. Totems are items that directly connect you to your field of activity, helping to boost how you think, feel, and act. On the other hand, artifacts hold deeper historical significance, often linking you to personal histories like family. You might wear these items or carry them with you, like a special rock or a lucky coin. They should be meaningful to you and used exclusively in your area of activity, such as a stage or sports field, to maintain their power. Never share them or talk about them with others, they are your personal switches to trigger your alter ego. Choose something that feels good to wear or use and let it empower you in your pursuits. Defeat your inner villain. Every superhero tale has a critical point where the villain nearly wins, making defeat look certain. The hero must gather all their strength and boldly declare, "This ends now." Adopting a powerful alter ego doesn't erase your challenges. The villain, always lurking, tries to derail you and create chaos. But your alter ego can unleash a powerful strike, showcasing your deep commitment to overcoming these challenges. However, this villain is a part of you and never truly disappears. There are two ways to deal with it effectively. One way is the curb kick, which sidelines the villain when it attempts to distract you. The other is the response proclamation. When challenged with doubts like "Who do you think you are?" confidently answer, "I am the one who," and reaffirm your achievements and your worth. This powerful declaration reveals the villain's weaknesses and defeats it. Discover your quest and build your alter ego. Origin stories, like those in biographies, can emotionally connect to your alter ego, inspiring you to achieve greater things. These stories highlight the core motivations that drive you toward grand ambitions. A quest story, similar to classics like Star Wars or The Lord of the Rings, involves stepping from the regular world into one full of adventure. When on a quest, friends, family, and mentors can become allies who support and understand your journey. After creating your alter ego, you're set to tackle new challenges. Adopt a mindset that sees difficulties as opportunities for creativity and fun, shifting away from a rigid, unchanging perspective to one that grows and adapts. This approach transforms key life moments, preparing you for a life of growth and discovery. Key points. 1. Create an alter ego to conquer challenges and unleash your best self. 2. Understand the layers of your identity to act with intention. 3. Conquer your inner enemy and embrace your heroic self. 4. Overcome hidden forces like imposter syndrome and personal trauma. 5. Develop superpowers by crafting an alter ego that resonates with you. 6. Utilize symbols like totems and artifacts to activate your alter ego effectively. 7. Defeat your inner villain by confidently affirming your worth and achievements.